Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the first interview with Mr. Calvin Chan on December 19, 1979, by Sue Ellen Chan and Beverly Chan.
Can you tell me a little bit about your parents' background?
Oh, my parents? Mm-hmm. My father was born here in the United States, but I'm the second generation.
Mm-hmm.
Or the third generation. See, my grandfather was one of the laborers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles?
No, up in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
See, up in San Francisco, my grandfather came over many years ago in the 80s.
Approximately when do you know?
1870.
Because your father was born about...
My father was born in 18... I don't know. He was...
Your father was born in about
1879.
Okay. In San Francisco?
In San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. What about your mother?
Oh, she never came to this country. She was born in China.
Mm-hmm. She never came here?
She never came here. I was born in China.
Oh.
My father went back.
Uh-huh.
My father went back and got married.
Uh-huh.
And got me.
Oh. Your father ever came back to the United States?
Oh, yeah.
After marriage?
After marriage, my father came back here. And in fact, he was here in Los Angeles for a little while. Mm-hmm. And he went back to San Francisco.
What did he do in Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles, he was a manager of an herb store. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know the
Chinese
name?
Herb store? I don't know the name.
For several years. Did he do anything else?
My father?
Yes.
No, he was just working there. And then sometime in 1900, after I was born, then he came back to the United States.
Which was 19...
I was born in 1908.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 71 years old now. Yeah. After I was born, and then he came back to the United States, and he came right back to San Francisco. Went to a little town called Alviso, Alviso.
Oh.
It's a suburb of San Jose.
Uh-huh.
And he and many other friends organized a canning company.
Mm-hmm.
So they canned the fruits and tomatoes. Mostly apricots, pears, and peaches,
mm-hmm.
and tomatoes in Alviso.
Mm-hmm.
So that was for many years they were operating that cannery company over there. It's called Bayside Canning Company.
Mm-hmm. And how many partners?
Oh, it's a corporation.
Uh-huh.
There were quite a few.
All
Chinese. They're organized by Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Do you know it's a big corporation?
It's a big corporation.
How many workers do they hire approximately?
During the canning season, there's a canning season and a non-canning season. The canon season is from January to July.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe through August. Then comes the asparagus season. Asparagus season from you get this?
December.
I don't know. The fruit season, we can good. We can fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And then other than that, we can asparagus too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big company. They started with only $30,000
mm-hmm.
capital. At that time, that's quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a bit. And it built up to half $1 million to $1 million business. At that time, it was considered to be very good.
How long was he in the business?
I think it was from 1910 or 1911 to 1938. But during the Depression time, 1929, from 1929 on, business was bad all over.
Mm-hmm.
And the company went into bankruptcy. So everybody was out of job,
mm-hmm.
and of course, my father was not there. My father was in Hong Kong.
So during the canning season, they quite a few workers worked for them around.
Yeah, we have about when I was there, when I was a little boy. I came over when I was a little boy. We had about 400 people working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, quite a
all Chinese workers?
No, half and half. Half Chinese and half Americans, Occidentals. Mostly
any other
ladies, mostly women workers.
A lot of Chinese women then?
No.
Most Chinese were
Chinese
men
and
Caucasian women.
Caucasian women. Quite a big outfit.
Mm-hmm.
We have quite a big outfit.
And most Chinese men get their family?
No.
They all living in a special housing there?
Yeah, we have a dormitory for all those men.
Mm-hmm. They are single?
Yeah.
Were
all
they all young?
Mostly single. I would say 80% are single. And we also have small houses for the married
couples.
Yes.
Were they mostly young men or middle-aged?
Well, young men, middle-aged, not too many old men at that time.
Mm-hmm. Was it a physically demanding job?
Yeah, a little bit. It has to be labor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the canned goods, you have to, when you can fruits, you have to manage the machinery,
mm-hmm.
and the packing,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to store away those cans, you know.
Mm-hmm. How much did you pay them?
At that time, the highest pay was 45 cents an hour. So I can still remember that.
Wow.
At that time, that was back in 1920. In the 20s, after World War I. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When did you come over here?
I came over in 1919.
I see.
Yeah.
When you were 11?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
At first you came to your father's, in San Jose, it's El Viso.
El Viso, yeah.
How long did you stay there?
I stayed there for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. And when did you
I reached, I didn't graduate. I reached to the eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Eighth grade at that time, you know, they had the old system. Not sixth grade, eighth grade. Then you graduate from primary school. After the eighth grade, then you go to high school. At that time, high school was for 4 years. So it's not, it's the same, 12 years. 8 plus 4, mm-hmm. 12 mm-hmm. years. Yes. But at that time, I reached my 8th grade. Mm-hmm. Then I went, my father took me back to China.
Oh.
And I got my education from high school to college in China.
Oh. And then you returned to the United States.
Then I came back here and got my master's degree in Michigan.
When did you come back again, second time?
In 1934. I came back in 1934.
And you spent 2 or 3 years?
I spent 2 years in Michigan. Yeah.
And after you received your degree, you...
Then I went back to China again, then the war came. So.
Also
and
you...
Then I came back.
The third time is 38.
yeah, 38.
And then you stay...
Stay until now.
and you came back, stay in Los Angeles, or?
Came back, I came back to Seattle.
Seattle.
I came back to Seattle.
Why Seattle?
Well, at that time I had some friends up there. So I stayed up in Seattle. When the war came, I worked for the shipyard. They called the Top Pacific Shipyard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a pretty good job there. I got as a payroll auditor. It was very good during war years.
Uh-huh.
And when did you come down?
Then after the war, not after, but still the war was on the end of 1944. I came down to Los Angeles from 1944. To the present time.
Why you came to Los Angeles?
Because the weather is good. I had the hay fever when I was in Seattle. See, doctor advised me to come down here. And my hay fever was cured when I came down.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Good weather.
it's a good weather.
Yeah.
The doctor advised me to come down to either Southern California or go down to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
But I chose
Southern
California.
Did you know anybody down here?
Oh yeah, I have a lot of relatives and friends down here.
Where was your father when you were running around?
Oh, he was in Hong Kong.
So you weren't with him all that much?
No, I wasn't with him.
And you weren't with your mother all that much either?
No.
Did your father went back to China see your mother like very often, once a year or something?
Oh, no, not that. See, from 1923 on, we went back. See, I came over in 1919. And 1923, my father and I went back to China. And he stayed until 1930, I believe it was 1936, then my father passed away. So at that time, he was with my mother all the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he managed to send the money back while he was here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You and your mother were there. Did
that,
you have any...
That was a source of income.
Uh-huh.
See, all from here, United States.
Do you know what your father did before he, when he was in China, in other words? What did he run a business or?
Yeah, he ran a small business.
And where?
Import-export in Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong? Your mother, you were born in Hong Kong?
No, I was born in China.
Which part of China?
Canton, China.
The main city?
The village?
Or the village?
The village.
Which
do
village?
You know the village you mean?
Yeah. Chuyang Village. Chuyang Village.
Mm-hmm. Is it like Taishan Chuyang?
Chuyang Huiping.
Huiping, okay.
Huiping.
Yeah. What dialect did you speak with your parents?
Oh, we call think say yeah.
Say yeah.
Say yeah. Okay.
And did you learn to write and read Chinese?
Oh yeah.
You went back to Chinese school.
To learn all my Chinese in China when I attended school there, high school and college.
Oh.
When you were in San Jose, you went to this American public school. Did
yeah.
you, at the same time, go to a Chinese school?
Yeah. At that time, as I told you, we had about a few hundred workers there. And we have some supervisors, families out there. So these Chinese supervisors and workers have families over there. They have children. So we had about between 20 and 30 children that we needed some Chinese education. So we hire, and my father and those people hire a teacher there to teach us Chinese after school, you know, after 3 o'clock.
So, and how long did you have to stay in the Chinese school? How many hours a day?
Oh, from 4 o'clock on to 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
We even eat there.
Oh, they cook for you?
They cook for us.
Oh.
Yeah.
How many kids are in the
About 20 to 30. I forgot exactly
big
how
class.
Many. But
big class. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you speak Chinese with those kids?
Oh yeah, we all speak the same language.
Uh-huh.
Or the workers from
as dialects.
Or the workers from Huaiping. From different parts of Canton?
Oh, from the four districts, Huaiping, Toisan, Sanlui, and Yangping.
Mm-hmm.
These four districts, people.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have to speak English to anybody?
At that time, yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
How often, I would say?
Well, between us, between the students, half and half, I would say.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we speak English and sometimes we speak Chinese.
Uh-huh.
Whenever it's convenient.
Uh-huh. When you were in San Jose, did you make any American friends?
Oh, many.
You had no problems with being
oh,
Chinese?
Oh, no problems at all. In the school, in our school there. We make friends very easily. We all know each other.
The school you attend, mostly American students, or there were a few Chinese students?
As I told you, we have about 20
in American school
in American school, and some Japanese there, and the others are all Caucasians.
Mm-hmm.
We have over 100 the student there from the first grade to the eighth grade.
Mm-hmm. Did you associate mostly with Chinese or non-Chinese?
Everybody.
How about when you were older? What about when you came down to Los Angeles at that time and started working here?
Oh, then that's different. When I came down here, of course, my business is mainly to serve the Chinese community.
You were an accountant?
And I'm an accountant.
Ever since
1930? Ever since 1944.
44, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the subject you took in Michigan University?
Yeah, I major in economics. Yeah. I got my BA in China. Business administration.
Mm-hmm.
And I came over to the University of Michigan and majored in economics, economic statistics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was your master degree?
I got my master degree in economic statistics.
Was there any language problems? Because going from a Chinese, you know, you got your BA in Chinese, I presume.
Yeah.
Your courses were all in Chinese and all the terms were in Chinese.
Oh, no. We use English textbooks.
Oh.
See, while I was attending Lingnan University,
uh-huh.
our business textbooks, our textbooks are all in English. So when the professors lecture to us,
oh.
we use English.
That's interesting. It was
English.
A Chinese professor? Oh, they were all
Chinese professor.
But they all used English.
They all use English.
So you wouldn't have problems.
I have no problem attending the universities here. I have no problems of getting admittance to any university. As long as, as soon as I presented my credentials, I've been accepted.
Were there any courses taught in Chinese with Chinese textbooks only?
Oh, Chinese literature.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and many other things they are taught in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
But in our business courses, we conduct in English.
How many foreign students, meaning Chinese that were born here in America, went back to Lingnan and those kinds of universities to get education?
You mean Chinese student or American?
No, no, Chinese.
American-born
Chinese. I don't know. I don't know exactly how many, but there are quite a few. There were quite a few in my time. I attended Lingnan from 29 to 33.
Mm-hmm.
And those years, we had some exchange students too, Caucasians from the East.
East Coast,
yeah, uh-huh. from New York, and went back to Lingnan to take the courses in Chinese. At the same time, they attend the business classes. See, suppose a student here, a Caucasian student, he want to get a degree, and he was sent back to Lingnan,
mm-hmm.
to get some Chinese education. On the one hand, he attended some Chinese kitchen. I mean, he learned Chinese. There are courses for the beginners,
mm-hmm.
see, in Chinese. So he learned those. And on the other hand, he won't miss any other education. He can take engineering courses, business courses, any other courses he like. He can still get his
degree in
the field that he's chosen.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, he learned Chinese.
Mm.
Did you ever ask these American-born Chinese students why they went back to China to get education there?
Yeah, I forgot the names of those students back there at that time. Mainly to learn Chinese, that's what they said.
Mm-hmm.
That I want to learn to speak Chinese and learn the Chinese literature.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that was
so
their
because
aim.
They consider themselves to be Chinese, and so they.
No.
Hmm?
They are Caucasians.
Oh,
no, but I mean the Chinese born here.
The born here in Chinese? Oh, yeah, they because over here,
mm-hmm.
everybody treat our yellow races Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Chinese and you cannot speak Chinese, then you are not Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the public opinion is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would be ashamed if you cannot speak Chinese when you are Chinese born.
Mm-hmm.
So the parents would send the kids back to China to study.
Oh, yeah. All the parents sent their children back to China to learn Chinese. That's the first thing. English is secondary.
Do you think the Chinese parents here would prefer their American-born children to marry Chinese that is born over there, rather than marry another American-born?
Yes, I think so.
Marry the Chinese-born?
Marry the Chinese-born over there.
Uh-huh.
Then over here.
Were there many cases of then women being sent back to China to marry a Chinese
local
man?
No, no, no. When a woman is here, the parents want these want the woman to marry
American-born
Chinese.
Huh.
Why there's difference? They send the son back to marry, they keep the daughter here.
Yeah, in their mind, you know, mm-hmm. In their mind, they think that the Chinese girl over there receive a good Chinese education.
Mm-hmm.
See, accustomed to the Chinese traditions and all the Chinese customs, while the American-born Chinese here don't know anything about China.
Mm-hmm.
The parents want their children to marry a Chinese girl over there in China, so that the
keep the tradition.
That's right. So that they keep the tradition.
But they don't care the girls.
They don't care about that. But the girls here, they don't want to send the girls back to China to get married with a boy over there. Yeah.
Oh, because they will have to stay back in China then.
No, they don't have to, because the American-born Chinese here can come back, you know.
But the women, once they get married, they probably will stay in China.
Will stay in China, yeah.
I see.
Did you marry a girl from China or a girl that's born here?
Well, I'm not going to discuss my family affair with you here.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's
uh-huh.
fine.
So,
mm-hmm.
so let's discuss something else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what did your parents encourage you to, say, pursue your education back in China, or did you want to do it yourself?
No, it's from my parents. From my father.
Uh-huh.
My father is the one.
Did he also encourage you to go into business, major?
No, that's my chosen field. He
uh-huh.
left that to me.
Uh-huh.
In his mind, he wanted me to be a doctor.
Oh.
Is that the typical among Chinese parents?
No. No. A lot of the Chinese parents want their children to be engineers, to be a businessman, and to be many, many other specialists.
Do you have an ideal in your mind what you would like your children to be?
No.
I
just let them choose their own field.
Why do most Chinese prefer their children choose a professional, like engineers or business, were there a special reason, rather than keep the traditional Chinese job in, say, the United States, like restaurant business or?
No, I think they want their children to make good, see, to be some specialist, so that they can make a good living. That's all, regardless what they do, if they are college graduate or or getting a higher degree, that would be helpful, that would be good for them.
Were they able to get a job in their own field after they graduate from
school, from college here?
In the old days especially.
Oh yeah, nowadays, in olden days?
Yeah.
In olden days, there were some discrimination. There were some discrimination. Let me give you an instance. My time, see, not now, but
44.
Before
yeah, then. back in the 40s,
mm-hmm.
when I first came back to the States. You see, we have a Michigan Alumni Association in Seattle. So